I walked in just in time to hear Chris say, our next speaker is here to tick us off. Or maybe he said kick us off. I've occasionally had the opposite effect, but never intentionally, and I hope not this morning. I appreciate your allowing me to intrude on this very important meeting. I'm pretty sure I invited myself, and I'm bashful about doing that, but I didn't want to miss this opportunity. The Weldon Conference occurs, I know, just annually, and if there's a better place, if there's a more informed and committed and influential audience on the subject of higher education in Indiana available to those of us who are interested in that subject, I don't know where it is. And so I'm very grateful to Chris, to the commission, to all of you for allowing me to come by briefly to thank you for what you do, to underscore its importance, and to leave you with an invitation and a request for assistance and thought and leadership. There is this is probably the very last audience in Indiana that needs any reminding about the fundamental importance of higher education, reaching more of our young people, being more effective when it reaches them, than this group. The difficult, the daunting facts of life in Indiana are well known to you. How low we rank in the percentage of our adults who have a four-year degree. How low we rank in the percentage of adults who have even an associate's degree, both down in the 40s among the 50 states. And there's a growing gap here that can be viewed from either side of the mirror, either as a terrible problem or a great opportunity. We are increasingly now ranked as a state, as a growth state, as a state of more economic opportunity, doing relatively better than our sister states, particularly our neighboring states, in terms of the number of new career opportunities and the quality of those opportunities. So the gap between the jobs looking for workers in Indiana and the skill level of the workers we have today and that we are raising is widening. Now, I prefer to see that as a huge opportunity, and therefore one of the largest opportunities available to us as a citizen is to elevate, and do it boldly and I hope quickly, the number of our young people who pursue education beyond high school, who first complete high school and then pursue education beyond. It is known to every person in this room that the prospects in today's world of a young man or woman holding a family-supporting job with only a high school education, or perish the thought, less, are very low. It may not be a four-year degree. It may not involve graduate school. But it will need, the careers of tomorrow will require, almost universally, you know this, training beyond that which is available in high school today. And I just see enormous opportunity if we act wisely and aggressively to deal with this. As I travel the state, welcoming new jobs to Indiana, again yesterday in Lafayette, last week in Warsaw, I see over and over the opportunities that are waiting for our young people if they're ready to see them. And it is our job to see that they are ready in greater numbers. And I want to lay before you the goal that I intend to adopt and to find a way to make real in the very near term and in the end. And that is to assure every Indiana high school graduate 2 years of paid tuition at Ivy Tech, or that amount of money transportable to any school in the state of Indiana. We have it in our power to do that, I am convinced. I need your help to make it real. I believe that if we can address the affordability issue, not in all its dimensions and not the last step we'll ever need to take, but that if we can say to every Indiana high school kid, if you graduate from high school, at a minimum, we will provide you the wherewithal to go to our community college. Or, if it's your choice and your family's choice, to have that as a head start on any other school, a regional campus, one of our flagship schools, or our private schools. We will close an enormous gap right now that exists for the families that I'll describe as middle income, particularly in Indiana. We have not perfect, but excellent programs, better than most states, to assist low income students and families. We should make them better. But we have, as I examine it, a very large gap and a long way to go. To say to the families of this state, up to and beyond the median income, that we are committed to seeing that their young people pursue education after school. I believe two things can happen if we take a step like this. Now, first of all, we will go directly at the opportunity that I mentioned, at the biggest challenge facing the Indiana of tomorrow, to dramatically change the percentage of our adults who have post-secondary training and skills. Secondly, having listened to so many of you and to high school teachers and especially counselors, it's very clear to me that we will change the aspirations or can change the expectations and of our young people coming up. The percentage of young people in the households of this state where there has been no college graduate before them who believe they can go to college is very low, less than a third. We need to change that. It isn't true today, and we must make it transparently not true tomorrow. We must say to every 10th grader, 9th grader, 7th grader, 3rd grader in Indiana, stay in school, graduate, earn a high school diploma, and you're going to college, or you're going to Ivy Tech, or you're going somewhere beyond. We can do this with your assistance and that of our fellow citizens. We can assure that the young people who achieve post-secondary education do so with less debt than the students of today are too often forced to take on. So I have two requests for you. The first is for your best thoughts and ideas. We have been working on our own for quite some time, and we're going to spend a few more weeks doing this so that our proposal, we believe, is sound educationally and fiscally. So I invite you to call me, call my friends Neil Pickett and Paul Mitchell, and tell us how you think we can best address this tremendous opportunity to assure college for all those who graduate from high schools in Indiana. And secondly, as the leaders and the stewards and overseers of our institutions of higher education, I need you to consider your own participation in making sure that we extend this new opportunity, this new assurance, as far up the income scale as we can, that we reach as many young people as we can. I am really pleased to tell you that in discussing this subject with the leadership of Ivy Tech, they have made a tremendous suggestion to us. They have pledged to hold their rate of tuition increases to the rate of inflation going forward, so that an assurance today tied to the cost of 2 years at our community college will hold firm as the years roll on. What can our other schools do to this equivalent? I want to salute IU and Purdue for the new steps they have announced to augment their financial aid and student affordability programs. They're tremendous. We need this kind of leadership the issue I'm discussing too. You know that tuition, on average, across the public schools of this state, has more than doubled in the last 10 years. It has risen 2.5 times faster than the incomes of Hoosiers. And it is making this primary goal of college for all, or post-secondary education for all, more remote for too many of our families at just the time that we must make it real in the way it's never been. I just think there's a huge opportunity for leadership here and for thoughtful policy formation. And I know that with the commission's leadership and individual leadership that each school represented here, you've been thinking about this a long time. Much of, maybe all of what we've learned about it has come from your efforts. But it's time now to act and do something in a major way. Do it collectively, as well as at individual institutions. I couldn't resist the opportunity while you're all together to come over and tell you how committed I am to this objective, how confident I am that this is the next big move for Indiana. We can't do everything, not at least not all at one time, so we look for those high leverage opportunities, those big steps. Somebody said major moves. That will take Indiana the furthest, the fastest, toward the future our young people deserve, and toward the leadership and greatness that this state ought to aspire to. I appreciate what you're doing every day to make these things more possible, and I invite you to join us now in another, maybe our biggest single, long step forward. College for All. Thank you very much.